folks. I'm looking. Pretty well at the news. Someone was talking about the this Hurricane Sandy that they're all pissing and moaning about here. And from what I gather, it's not really a big hurricane. It's not like it's a level 4, 3, or 4, or 5. I think it's a level 1 or something like that here. But they're calling it a storm surge or something like that here, and I'm sort of looking at it hitting the left coast here. No big deal here. They're going to go ahead and close the New York Stock Exchange. And pretty well, he says the Ohio governor predicts that old Mitten's going to win here. I don't know. It might very well be, Mitten's does win here. Pretty well here in Newton County. I was kicked off the ballot because I refused, supposedly, to file a Missouri income tax form, which pretty well, as I say, I'm not mandated to go ahead and do so, but that's not what the law says. But they went ahead and chose that means to go ahead and disenfranchise me locally. Now, folks, I don't have a problem. If you want to go ahead and equate having the right to run and to vote with taxation, then hey, I'd rather have no taxation, without representation here. Since we're not represented, there's no need morally or really lawfully for us to go ahead and pay taxes. And let's understand that the nature of the Civil War coming up is going to be a matter very much of whether or not you even recognize and peacefully recognize the authority of the current order. That's what strikes me here, is that if someone decides that they don't care to obey, it then becomes a matter of power and violence and terror. And if the forces of rebellion and chaos have the upper hand over the power of, tyranny, essentially, it's just going to go ahead and be a matter of actual killing that does decide such things. It's not a matter of order at all. The whole purpose of having elections is to go ahead and have a transfer of power, a peaceful transfer of power. But the people in power are not going to go ahead and allow honest, free, fair, open, honest elections. But in reality, they don't have any moral right to go ahead and rule, and then it becomes a matter of power. It becomes a matter of civil war. Now I'm going to go ahead and go right back to poor old Commander Bitch Tits Bill. In many cases, Bitch Tits Bill actually believed that there was a First Amendment for everything. And I got to go ahead and agree with what I went ahead and heard, I guess, on the internet. Some Russians said is that in Russia, at least there was none of this idiotic talk designed to go ahead and rein in fools about how you had rights, about how you had freedom. Essentially, for all practical purposes here, you're still a serf of the communist government back when it ruled. And in the 90s, you were the serf of a bunch of Jew oligarchs that Boris Yeltsin went ahead and sicked in. And today, you're still a sort of serf to the new government under Putin, to where there's a good deal of corruption. It's just simply, a third world country, in many cases, with snow and ice. But at least some small measure of limit of authority. But here in this country, there is a pretense that you have rights and that you have freedoms. and all that sort of thing. I was talking to a friend of mine. Well, talked to a number of friends. And by the way, folks, I want to go ahead and this morning I went ahead and called my friend the Nuthouse, who killed his dad with a claw hammer. And pretty well, he's doing okay. He's trying to go ahead and work his way onto a cottage or something like that, and they're pulling his dick here. But I then went ahead and Roxy, I said, I bet Jim Floyd is dead, because I haven't talked to him for 2 or 3 months. And Roxy said, well, will it hurt for you to go ahead and give him a call? I said, no, it won't. So I gave him a call, and I guess I got his son or somebody there. And I was like, oh, I bet Jim's dead. And sure enough, Jim is not dead. Jim Floyd is still alive. And he's about twice as strong as when I heard him. And he was 75 last February. So my good friend, Jim Floyd, is still alive. And Hill Covington has talked about Jim Floyd being a member of the old resistance and quite an activist. And Jim Floyd still is quite an activist here. It's just he can't be very active because he has not been very well. And I remember in 2007, July 4th, he was undergoing chemotherapy. And he nearly died back on the 4th of July in 2007. So my friend is still alive. And I told him that he was one of the 5 stalwarts. And I'm so glad he's still alive. I already lost one of my stalwarts to lung cancer, which hit him really quickly. And he's still alive, and I'm so glad about that. I'm sort of wondering about another one of my stalwarts, who is, I think, 72 now. And I hope he's alive as well. But, heck, he usually does not answer the phone most of the time, because he's hiding from the yard Nazis. So, in any case, I hope he's alive. But I felt real good going ahead and calling my friend. But this morning, my friend at the penitentiary, he'd been convicted of child molestation. He goes ahead and finds out, look at the records, is that the prosecutor and the judge and the court clerk went ahead and falsified the record and falsified the transcripts. And folks, that happens all the time. There ought to be a death penalty for going ahead and doing so. But there isn't. There is no penalty for being a regime criminal. Not unless you go ahead and you lose the Civil War. And people like me come to power and we're not interested in making you pay for the evil you do. Because as we look at it, you were born to be evil. And running around and keeping an eye and keeping a guard on you because your evil is simply stupid. Simply stupid. But poor old bitch tits, probably what he should have done is kept his nose clean. Kept his nose clean and understand that they were out to get him. And as quick and as fast as he could, sneak his way to wherever he could be out from under Zog. Because now it looks pretty well a surefire thing that the 7th U.S. Circus is going to go ahead and screw him. Folks, the judge, this Judge Lefkow, actually ruled in favor of Matt Hale way back 10 years ago. Went ahead and ruled quite correctly is that this Jew trademark organization couldn't go ahead and essentially claim they had a trademark on essentially what was made by a self-loathing Jew named Benny Klassen. He was a piece of shit. And you know, creativity is, you know, essentially it's a religion for Anglo-Mestizos. It's a religion for Mamzers. It's a religion for addle-pated Whiggers. It's an idiotic religion here. If you're going to go ahead and worship yourself, you ought to go ahead and go with the Reverend Mongoloid Hardy, or Hardy Mongoloid, who's another screwed up little part Jew boy Mischling, who just simply says, worship yourself. Okay, well, worship yourself then. Don't worship the white race. Don't worship the creator, you know, the creator, the creation over the actual creator. Don't bother. Don't bother. But in any case, this Judge Lefkow actually did the right thing and said, well, no, there's no such thing as a real trademark infringement against World Church of the Creator. And it went up to the 7th U.S. District, U.S. Circus Court. And there, among other things, the piece of shit from Judge, you know, former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens went ahead and ruled is that, guess what? Jews get to go ahead and file a false trademark infringement against World Church of the Creator. It'd be sort of funny if you went ahead and let these creatards go ahead and claim that essentially Talmudic Judaism is a copyright infringement against World Church of the Creator. And you go ahead and you went to all the Jew temples and you ripped up their little Torahs and their little Talmuds and every single Jew book and you destroyed it. Along with the Jews, of course, here. You went ahead and just put a bunch of Jews here. You put a bunch of Jews here and you crucified them upside down on a swastika cross. And you went ahead and you put a layer of Talmuds underneath these, you know, these dirty cocks, and you set fire to it here. I mean, this is just an idle fantasy, of course, but imagine all these cocklings, doo-doo-doo, screaming in the street, hoo-hoo, you may call me a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Anyway, okay. just a moment of karaoke here, folks. But what happens is that it was actually the district court judge, the one who probably is going to feel the wrath of the Nazis, who's going to have to live with it here. And back in early 2005, here's Linder. He goes ahead and bans old Mike Mazzone for gloating about this this federal judge's Jew husband and the Jew husband's Jew mama going ahead and getting whacked. And actually, it was by, they were blaming white nationalists, and Linder was freaking out here. And he banned Mike Mazzone for gloating about it. You know, he's a Palatine creator. He was he's some sort of crazy little wop here from, he's really nice. He's really a nice person here, Mike Mazzone is here. He for some reason managed to go ahead and find plenty of pussy, and he still wants to go ahead and hump Sarah Palin. And what the hell is crazy bitch last year named Bachman? Tea party pussy here. In any case, he went ahead and he got banned from VNNF here. Now, I was lurking and spying on VNNF, of course, because I got banned after the Christmas coup in 2004 for fighting with Traitor Glenn Miller. But yeah, and Alex Linder, of course, here. And siding with Billy Roper and, when he went ahead and engaged in the Christmas coup. But any case, where was I? Alex Linder went ahead and banned Mike Mazzone. And essentially, Zog was looking and looking and looking because here's a federal judge's family! And folks, that's why. If you're going to threaten any judges, any federal judges, whatever you do, don't threaten any Illinois, Chicago federal judges. That's what happened to Hal Turner. And that's what happened sort of to Bitch Tits Bill. And supposedly Matt Hale and the rest here. I looked at the 30-some page opinion, and you have to go ahead and click on the link, not the one that Anchorage Activist provides, because that won't get you there. You have to go ahead and go to the actual 7th U.S. Circus Court web page, Bill White vs. U.S. or whatever the hell it is, and then go ahead and click on the PDF file. And when I get around, I'll go ahead and put up my own copy of it. But folks, here are these zoglings. They are scared shitless. You are going against the justice. You're going against Jew. You're going against little faggot Jew jurors to go against white supremacists here. Folks, I mean, why, what is the purpose of whining the so-called Mississippi Klansmen went ahead and found, Mississippi jurors found Klansmen not guilty of essentially putting a uppity nigger like Emmett Till in his place, or that the German people didn't much care for Jews here. Folks, it is a racial and it is a religious civil war which is going on right now. And let's understand that that's exactly what it is. And folks, you shouldn't really expect white people to go ahead and love Jews, and conversely, you shouldn't expect Jews to love white people. They're parasites, they're evildoers, and they shouldn't exist with one another. And neither side should expect to be treated well by the other. At all. At all. But anyway, I was looking at, and Bitch Tits, I think he was dancing around the line, and the line just came out like April Gady's pussy. And just snapped him up. You know what I mean? It just went ahead like, I don't know if you've seen Ms. Pac-Man here, you know what I mean? But just so imagine like Ms. Pac-Man here, just go ahead and gobble up these dots here and these bananas or something like that. Just imagine sort of like the system, sort of like, oh, April Gay Snatch going whoop, 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 whoop. You know, go ahead and just gobbling up that banana or whatever here. I mean, that's what you ought to really imagine as being here. But in any case, it was sort of, I mean, I guess it's hilarious unless you're poor old Bitch Tits Bill here. Now, folks, when I got out of jail, I asked John Gearhart, who essentially runs about as close as we have to a legal movement, if he was going to go ahead and help old Bitch Tits. He said, well, I'm surprised you go ahead and ask Linstead, because he was talking a bunch of shit about you in addition to everybody else here. He was talking a bunch of shit about you being an idiot, being a pervert, being a nut, and you want to help the worthless bastard? I said, well, no, I'm wanting you to help the worthless bastard. He said, well, yeah, but he's been going ass to mouth with Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder over on VNNF talking shit about the order prisoners, and so I don't have anybody really want me to help the worthless bastard. Besides, we got a number of our own that we need to go ahead and take care of first. Old Bitch Tits, Bitch Tits brags he is a $225,000 lawyer on retainer. Let him go ahead and use his own damn lawyer. Because essentially what we are doing is that we are by ourselves doing this by ourselves. And I'm not going to go ahead. I haven't really talked to John Gearhart for a year or two. And I'm quite sure he hasn't changed his mind here. He didn't think much of John the Nutjob either. John the Nutjob. He was mad at John the Nutjob because John the Nutjob was going ass to mouth with Trader Glenn Miller and Stormfront talking shit about the order. And pretty well, I called them up on April 9th, 2009 and asked them to, are you going to denounce Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder? And essentially, old John Nutjob didn't say he would. He, I can't do that. I'm running for president in 2012. Well, what happens about a month or so later, Stormfront and Hadding called him a homosexual, a homosexual pervert. And then Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder let the VNNF G-Boys and Tards call him a pervert. And so he pretty well got off. He got banned from Stormfront by Don Black, and he got sort of run off from VNNF here by Alex Linder and his bunch here. So, and I got really annoyed in June 2009 when he's going ahead and pretty well using the Jim Von Brunn thing to essentially shit all over Jimmy. I mean, I got a little bit pissed off at that. But in any case, I don't think Bitch Tits will have any friends here. There's a lot of people who say that Bitch Tits got exactly what he deserved. I sort of think, you know, sort of stupid, extremely stupid, for him to go ahead, essentially, and stick his wiener in the fence against that. But he was hanging out with people like Michael Burks and other people who pretty well screwed him. You know, folks, I don't think I need to say, don't you be a bitch tits Bill White, because, folks, I don't think anybody is that freaking stupid. I mean, bitch tits is not as smart as bitch tits thinks it is. Not nearly. So, what, you know, what to say here. But on the other hand, I actually feel sorry for this gifted, lying bastard. I really do. I really do feel sorry for this gifted, lying bastard. And I don't know. I mean, I sometimes wonder if he goes ahead and gets 10 years or 20 years or 999 years, if he's going to go ahead and be sent to Florence and essentially be housed in the same wing as Matt Hale. That might be appropriate. That might be appropriate. But, no. I mean, Bitch Tits really, really got screwed. He was really treated unfairly. I think he was treated unfairly. Zog didn't go ahead and cut him any mercy. Didn't cut him any decency. Essentially, went ahead and, well, just like what happened with the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals against Matt Hale. Since when does any court get to go ahead and determine that the so-called holy books of an idiot, of any idiot, you know, man-made or Jew-made religion, essentially infringes upon the copyright or trademark of some cult which has just gone ahead and been set up for the purpose of stealing their quote holy books? Of course, folks, don't go ahead and print holy books. Just simply go ahead and, you know, it's just sort of like the Bible. It's sort of like the Bible during the Middle Ages with the Bell Church of Sibley not wanting ordinary people to read it. In many cases, you had to essentially look at it real carefully. And folks, I was looking at a web page by somebody who died recently from Wheeler McPherson's blog to, what is the name, the divine pageant here? Frankenwigger knows who he is, named Hathaway. I forget his first name here. And he went ahead and pointed out that the very first translations after Jerome's Vulgate was essentially Erasmus in the 1500s, or really the 1400s, going ahead and putting together bits and pieces of manuscripts that he could go ahead and find at the various monasteries. It wasn't in there very good here. So, any case here, what happened to Paul Mullett and Gary Godsey? I have no idea. Paul Mullett is, I think, there's a bunch of people who are trying to go ahead and take over, be it what remains of National Alliance. And I think I went ahead and mentioned it Thursday. But you have what? Oh, this guy named David Pringle. He's calling for Eric Gleeby to step down as chairman. Now, does he have any ability to go ahead and do so? No. Does he have any legal basis to do so? Nope. Not at all. Eric Glebe has what little remains of Pierce's farm and Resistance Records and what have you. I don't imagine, you know, there's much left of Resistance Records, but I could be wrong. Because most of the people go ahead and got Resistance Records. They bought one CD, and then they let all their Nazi brothers go ahead and use the MP3. Right? Well, yeah, Roger Hathaway. That's who it was. Okay? So, Paul Mullett, I was going ahead and reading. You go ahead, you go to Anchorage Activist's webpage, or his blog, and what you'll see is you'll see about every single chance Rocky Sadeja going ahead and pretty well blowing his own horn about how the National Alliance is screwed up, everybody should join the American Nazi Party. And then you'll have somebody like from Paul Mullett or Obagender Bender whining and pissing and moaning about that. For some reason, Obagender Bender has something against Rocky Sadeja because he said that Covington was fat. Well, newsflash. From what I gather, Covington is still fat from what I've heard here. I went ahead and looked at his video and he looked fat to me. I'm not really worried about it too much. Covington probably knows he's fat here, so I'm not going to go ahead and, go ahead and deny it. It's really none of my business, but essentially, Obagender Bender got all cranked up about 3-4 months ago, and then Anchorage Activist went ahead and chewed on his ass. So now, supposedly, Zogbuster is Anchorage Activist, is pretty well what was said here. You know what I mean? Okay, he's a big bone. Okay, have it your way. Anyway, I was going ahead and, I'm sort of looking at The Walking Dead a little bit here. I'm also looking at what's going on and, essentially, hundreds of thousands ordered to evacuate Sandineers. But, folks, the movement, and that's what got me, is that it hasn't really changed. You have the same sort of critters in it. And it don't really matter. Unless, like Visser, they have to go ahead and, in order to get out of stalking charge, they have to admit to being Mamsers. And then what they have to do is they have to go ahead and get back their wife and their pisser possums back here. And then Visser will disappear. Like he has, and then when he comes back, he's managed to go ahead and get Bridget the Idiot back, he's managed to go ahead and get the little pisser possums back. Here he is, taking a little Mamser tour. These critters never ever leave. Victor Switzer ran off, fuck CI, 6 months ago, because Brian Real, for a second time, was essentially going after his mangina. And, folks, I went ahead and looked at the chat when I, on October 30th, when I found out Brian Real was Sword Mamser. And we pretty well just took over a chat room and, here you have Victor Switzer. Call me a child molester. Call me a Jew. Call me this. Call me that. And since the critter knew all along it was a Jew or a Mamser. Knew it had a red nigger, grandparent or great-grandparent. Here's the thing. The critter knows it's a Jew. The critter knows it's a criminal. Here it was. I'm going to go ahead and write papers about, my prison stay. Folks, it's been over 2 years, and it hasn't gone ahead and done any such thing. Rather, last night, Brian Real and Fink were going ass to mouth, going ahead and reading some, Lewis McFadden and the Federal Reserve, part 5 or 6 or whatever part it was here. Nothing new. Nothing new at all, folks. There's nothing new in this bowel movement at all. That's why, in many cases, there isn't much to go ahead and look at. And probably what I'm going to do, I may have a short show. What I might do is go ahead and take bits and pieces from last Halloween of Eli James, going ahead and saying the same thing now in defense of Brian Reel. You can't prove he's a Mamsler. You can't prove he's a Mamsler to my satisfaction or Brian Reel's satisfaction, but you're a child molester, you're a federal agent, you're this, you're that. And folks, this is what these critters do. They go ahead and make accusations they can't even remotely prove, but you're supposed to prove the obvious to their satisfaction. Do any of these people have any shame? No. They hang around people, white people, who do have shame, but they don't have any shame themselves. Are they able to go ahead and learn from their misconduct? And the answer is hell no. The answer is hell no. They're not able to learn anything at all. And they don't care to learn anything. So, let's see. Well, I've been sort of all over it here. In case, folks, I don't know what to do about Bits, Tits, Bill White. I'm not responsible for Bits, Tits, Bill, of course. I'm not going to bother asking John Gerhardt to save him here. But in any case, and Bits, Tits still is fucked up because he's still going ahead and sending letters off to Alex Lender and Trader Glenn Miller. Bits, Tits is correct about Hal Turner. Hal Turner's a piece of shit, an unrepentant, thieving, worthless, lying piece of shit. And Hal Turner should not be allowed back in. But on the other hand, where does Alex Lender get off going ahead and forgiving Trader Glenn Miller, who essentially sent far more people to prison and snitched on far more people than ever Hal Turner did? And the answer is Trader Glenn Miller gets a free pass. And you go ahead. By the way, I went ahead, Covington on his goo-boo thing here, went ahead and pointed out that Hadding is over on VNNF here, and goes ahead and says this Thomas L's whatever here, is that he went ahead and chose the music for Radio Free Northwest. And I have no doubt that that's exactly, what happened here. Covington does take requests if you go ahead and ask him nicely here, but essentially he's the one who goes ahead and does his own show, makes his own decisions as to what he's going to go ahead and put on his show. He's the one who has editorial control, and be you Axis Sally or be you whoever here, you don't get to tell Harold Covington how to go ahead and do a show. But, in any case, okay, hold on, folks. Hello?
Hey, Martin, listen, the reason I'm calling in so late is I was in the gym. I should have started earlier, but, so how long have you been yakking?
Oh, about a half hour or so. It's about 30 minutes. You want to go ahead and take a break here? And, you stay on the line. I'll go ahead and take a break of about 2 minutes, okay?
That's fine. Look. I'm 5 minutes from the house. If I disconnect during the house, I'll call you right back. But I'm going to try to stay on the line.
Okay. All righty, folks. We're going to go ahead and take about a 2 or 3 minute break here. Logan, go ahead and show up here. I mean, I was pretty well getting to the end of my rope, so we're going to go ahead and take about a about 2 or 3 or maybe even 5 minute break, and we will be back, folks. Hail victory.